This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Well, both candidates for president will be in Ohio today, where it is the last day people can register to vote. And there's a good chance both candidates are going to mention the word coal, because the future of the coal industry is a big issue in Ohio, as Marketplace's Adrian Hill reports.
There's a funny thing about all the focus on Ohio coal miners in this year's presidential election. If you listen to the ads, you'd think we were talking about a whole lot of people.
Governor Romney understands that in eastern Ohio and throughout the United States of America, coal equals jobs.
But coal actually adds up to a small number of jobs in Ohio. Phil Smith is with the United Mine Workers.
There's about 2,700 active coal miners as of the latest government data.
The National Mining Association estimates less than 1% of Ohio's GDP comes from coal mining. So why all the attention? Two words.
Swing state.
Swing state.
Swing state. Candidates need every vote they can get, so they make promises about rescuing the slumping coal industry. Romney wants to cut environmental regulations that would put limits on pollution from coal plants. Obama hypes clean coal, but neither one will keep the coal industry out of the trouble it's in today. Michael Levy is a fellow at the Council on Foreign Relations.
People point to regulation for a lot more than regulation can actually explain.
Coal is in bad shape today because of the glut of low-cost natural gas.
Power producers go out there and they say, I can put cheap natural gas into my gas plant, or I can put coal into my coal plant. The better deal for me financially is to use the natural gas. That means that there's lower coal demand.
Which isn't to say environmental regulations don't matter. Rob Barnett is an energy analyst at Bloomberg Government.
In the long term, those regulations will sort of make sure that coal stays out of the mix.
Or at least make it more expensive to keep coal in the mix. And what about the promise of clean coal?
I think it's a long ways off.
The technology needed to trap carbon dioxide underground is still getting figured out. Analysts say the coal industry's best hope may be in exports. But demand from abroad is fickle, and one more thing a president can't control. I'm Adrian Hill for Marketplace.